Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about what happens when a veteran returns from his or her commitment to serve our country. Perhaps he or she has committed himself to a career in the military, serving our country in the Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan. What happens to veterans who have served our country, have put their lives in danger to keep us safe? And how do they move from the military to productive civilian lives? Is the transition from military to civilian life one which is done easily, or are there problems that need to be reconciled? Tonight we talk with my guest, Kevin Cope, who is the outreach coordinator for a very important organization called Hope for Veterans. We invite him to help us understand the needs of veterans as they return to civilian life and to learn about the work of the wonderful organization called Hope for Veterans. Welcome, Kevin Cope.
Well, thank you very much for having me here.
Tell us a little bit about how you became involved with Hope for Veterans.
Yeah, Hope for Veterans is a nonprofit organization. Our headquarters is in Parsippany, New Jersey, under Community Hope. And in New Jersey, Community Hope is the largest nonprofit organization helping homeless veterans.
It's called Community Hope.
Community Hope is our parent company. Correct. 2 years ago, in October 13, they've expanded into PA to reach out to the homeless veterans in seven counties in eastern PA County. So as the outreach person, one of my jobs is really to get out there in the community and educate people about what the program's all about, what we can do for veterans and their families who are at risk or either currently homeless.
So do you cover all seven counties in
I do.
In Pennsylvania?
Yeah, the counties that we cover currently are from Bucks County, Lehigh, Northampton, Monroe, Pike, Wyoming, and Lackawanna. So it goes basically from Philadelphia all the way up to Scranton, which is, you know, the highest peak. And what we've seen is a various number of homeless veterans and families who are both at risk and are currently homeless. And these aren't all individuals. These are families, women who are veterans, older, younger. We've seen it all so far.
And how do you go about helping these persons? How do you find them? For example, I came across Hope for Veterans through an article at the Express Times published in April. And it talked about a young man, I think he's young, he's in his 40s, or 40 or whatever, and he was a returning veteran, a career veteran, and he found himself homeless.
Right.
On the street, he did have a pension coming in, but in the meantime, he found himself drifting. He was living in his car, he was living nowhere.
That's correct, and that's the challenge that we face. People think that if you're homeless, you have some sort of problem, whether mental health or addiction problem, but that's really far from the truth. I think over the last several years, we've seen homeless take a new direction because of the economy. In this gentleman's case, the economy didn't help him. He fell back on times. He came up here, and he got connected with the VA. The VA, in turn, then referred him to Hope for Veterans. And that's how we basically, we look for the referrals. We get out there. We talk to everybody from the shelters to the food banks. We go out and look for veterans who may be living outside in abandoned buildings and in campgrounds, in the woods, you name it. And we basically try to collaborate and partner with every organization, including the VA. This is a VA grant. This is a federal grant from the VA, and it's called SSVF, which stands for Supporting Services for Veterans and Families. And the intent is to really help end homelessness for veterans and their families in the next couple of years. And this is a nationwide thing that, and we're starting to see some really, really significant, great cities that are starting to announce that they have ended homeless for veterans and their families.
Now, is it only for homeless, or what about veterans who have problems in reconnecting to their family, reconnecting to jobs? They may be living with their family, but not really functioning the way they were prior to their service in the Army or whatever.
Yeah, this is what we call a rapid rehousing program, and that really is designed to help veterans and their families who are homeless or at risk. At risk is being the prevention that we don't want to see anybody become homeless. So with, let's say they're back due on some of their rent, we can help them sustain that with the landlord so they don't be evicted. Those who are currently homeless, we've seen veterans out here in the Lehigh Valley. We have one veteran out here who's been out here for over 30 years. Living outside. We have.
When you say living outside.
Outside. In the woods, in the camps, in the buildings.
Literally outside.
Literally outside. There are quite a few encampments. There's about approximately 800 plus homeless folks that are in the valley today. Not all living outside, some in the shelters. But when we counted up this last in January, there's approximately maybe 800 plus homeless people in the Lehigh Valley, throughout the Lehigh Valley.
And we had such a... We had such a very difficult winter this past year. When you say people living out in, you know, out homeless, living outside, yep. It just is overwhelming.
Yeah. You have some wonderful organizations that are helping homeless all together. And that's where we really true work together as a partner. We definitely collaborate. In Bethlehem here alone, you have the Code Blue churches who open their doors during the wintertime to allow the people come in. So they're seeing 40, 50, 60 people in their churches almost every night that are coming. Those are the ones that are living outdoors. And we don't even know how many folks are basically what we call couch surfing, living with family, friends. We have folks living in vehicles. I mean, nothing hurts more when you hear of a young lady maybe in her 4 or 5 month old son or daughter living in a car, or the 71-year-old veteran who just got evicted from a senior home or something like that. Those are the calls that really hit the heart and hit home. But there's a lot. There's a lot more out there that we can do, and it's because of these types of broadcasts that allows us to get the word out to those who may know a veteran or someone who may be sleeping with them or living with them that's considered a homeless veteran. Just because they're inside doesn't mean that they're not homeless.
Well, how would they get in touch with you if they happen to know someone, or either in their own family or or outside the family? How would they get in touch?
Yeah, we tell everybody our hotline. We have a direct hotline, which is Hope for Veterans Hotline, and that's manned 24/7, 365. So there's basically someone on that line when you call. Doesn't matter when you call, during the day or night or on the weekends or on the holidays or something.
And give us the number again.
Yep. Our referral number is 1-855-483-8466.
And for those who are computer savvy, how do they get in touch with
you?
Yeah,
and they can just basically, hopefully get us on, I think it's New Jersey.
They
can look up Hope for Veterans.
As well in New Jersey.
Yes, and in Community Hope is in New Jersey. That's correct.
But when they call Community Hope,
yep.
They will get a reference for either Pennsylvania,
yes,
or for New Jersey.
That's correct. If they're living in Jersey, there would be someone in Jersey that would reach out to them. In our case here, we would get that referral hopefully within a 24 or 48-hour period. We have what we call coordinators that will reach out to them directly and set up an appointment. And the nice thing about us is we go to them. They don't have to worry about transportation, get a bus. We come directly to them. So we've met people in McDonald's and senior homes. We've met them in their cars. We met them in shelters. We'll meet them anywhere. And then from that point on, they'll get turned over to a case manager. And that case manager is responsible for taking the well-being, seeing what kind of services they need. They may need medical services. They may need dental service. They may need children services. So we provide all that case management services. And we try to find them something affordable. And then we help them get jobs. And we do a lot. The case managers out here are extremely well. They do a great job.
Can you give us an example? We had Tim Smith in the Express Times.
Correct.
Who was a wonderful example,
yep.
of a young man who returns home and who did maybe 20, 25 years of service and comes home and he has no place to go.
Correct.
Give us another example.
Yeah, we had another Vietnam veteran not too long ago that was living out in Catasauqua for about approximately 8 months. He contacted AARP. In return, AARP contacted us to say, hey, we have a gentleman here who's homeless and living basically outside. His story really has very, very similar to that. He just lost his job and couldn't afford to pay his bills any longer, and he wound up out in the streets. We got him. We found him a job. We got him back into an apartment or house. And our case manager, as he would put it, that was the most rapid, humble experience that he's ever had, because no one during those 8 months really reached out to him and gave him, someone's listening to me, someone's going to help me, and actually did it. And although we've done about 306 individuals or households since last October.
In the Lehigh Valley?
Lehigh Valley and the other counties. But in the Lehigh Valley, between Allentown, Bethlehem, and Easton, which is Lehigh, Northampton County,
yes.
That's combined those two counties, they're our highest referrals for us right now, next to Bucks County. So there's a lot of veterans that we do. And we deal with the hospitals. We'll deal with the schools. We help incarcerated veterans come out of prison who may be homeless. So there's really nobody that we will say no to. They meet the criteria. They're homeless. And obviously, most of the folks that we help have very little to no income. So we try to establish that and try to get them jobs, get them back on their feet, sign them up with SSI or SSDI, get them all the benefits that they need. And that's where our case managers come in and then play a great deal.
So when a veteran comes home and is released from service or retires from service, so what you're saying, basically, they're not aware of any of the benefits that they can have that can help put them on their feet. They are really overwhelmed by being let out of the Army with all its with all of its discipline and rules and regulations.
Part of their discharge, they have the services that they give them, the services that they provide and say. And a lot of veterans just wanted to get out of service and go home. So a lot of times they won't recognize or remember all that. But that's where the VA, you know, career links out here play in a very important role. And those folks out here do a wonderful job of educating, re-educating the veterans.
Now, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And this evening, we're talking about a very helpful organization called Hope for Veterans, which helps homeless veterans to take charge of their lives and become reestablished. And my guest this evening is Kevin Cope, who is the coordinator of outreach services for Hope for Veterans.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit how you became involved, Kevin. What, are you a veteran?
I am not, but I am surrounded by veterans, literally surrounded by veterans in my household. So I'm very honored to have this position.
By your household, you mean?
I mean my father, my uncles, and other family members who served in the military. It's interesting because my father, who served during the Korean conflict, never talked about being in the service, as we encounter most veterans that don't. My father-in-law, the same thing. He was over in Korea. He very little talks about, you know, what happened in the service during this time. So we take great pride in understanding the veterans, but they have that great pride. They're basically trained as a survivor. So when the veterans will go out and be homeless, that's their first line of defense, is that they're going to survive. They're okay, they're disciplined to survive. So it's very hard to convince them in some cases.
So they use their survival skills that they learned in the Army.
That's
or
correct.
In the service.
That's correct.
On how to survive under fire.
Yeah, pretty much. They're very honorable. They're a very honorable group. And what's interesting is that our stats will tell us about almost one in every four of veterans that we're helping is a female. So those are pretty staggering numbers that we're starting to see. So we're seeing, and we're starting to see more younger veterans who come in from the Afghan, Iraq, and that's a different war, and that's a different type of veteran coming home.
Well, when we talk about the female veterans, do they have different problems than the male veterans, and who helps them?
Yeah, they're very similar problems. I mean, sometimes, a lot of times, we're finding out. And they'll have children with them. So we just got a call last week up in the Tobyhanna area with a family with five children that were evicted. So they're out living in a campment right now in one of the camps that we're going out and seeing them. So we have, when we get those calls, every call that we get is a priority for us that we want to help out and get them. And then what we do is once we establish them, get their criteria, then we try to find them shelter somewhere where we can bring them inside until we can really help them, you know, get housing somewhere.
So the first step is to get them housing. The
Correct.
Second step is to find some vocational training for
whatever the service, yeah, whatever the service they may need. And it may just be a simple get them in the housing where they have a roof over their heads, and then we can help them try to get their benefits or find out what's wrong and try to get that, you know, reversed or whatever. So there's every case is different than the next one or the one before. So that's the challenge that the case managers have, is to find those services and get them. And this is what we call a rapid rehousing. And HUD and the VA have taken a look at this and noticed that this is working. This is working nationwide. There's a lot of good stories coming out that the rapid rehousing put somebody into an apartment or house first and then provide them with those services.
And we're going to talk more with Kevin Cope and learn more about Hope for Veterans when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. This evening we're talking with Kevin Cope, who is the Outreach Coordinator for Hope for Veterans, and we're learning about how Hope for Veterans helps returning veterans take charge of their lives by coming out of homelessness, finding them a place to live, getting them started on vocational training, and really helping them to take charge of their lives and come out of this rutful existence that they've been living in. Kevin, tell us a little bit more. You mentioned that that the Lehigh Valley has so many.
Yes, there are a lot of veterans, or a lot of homeless in general out here. And one of the things that we try to do is we try to identify those homeless veterans. So one of the things that Mayor Ed Pulaski of Allentown started, he took the mayor's challenge recently, which is basically a challenge by Washington, D.C. to help end homelessness in their city. I am on that spearheading that committee along with other folks. But basically what we've done is we've worked on identifying all the homeless veterans that are in the valley.
And how do you get that hope to how do you get that help to identify?
Yeah, that's a big key. And that's the big key to our success, is that we need all the agencies and partners, the shelters, and everybody else who is identifying anybody coming through their doors as a veteran. Basically, we have an online system where they'll upload that information, and then what we do is every other week, a small group of us together to identify those individuals. And then basically, we work together in collaboration to say, what are we doing to help that individual family? Because a lot of what we do is not about us, it's about what are we doing as a community, what are we doing as organizations to help that veteran or family.
Give us an example of let's follow somebody through from identification to the help that they can receive and how it helps to change their lives.
Yeah.
Can you give us an example?
Or sure can. Like I said earlier, we have a gentleman who was out here a few months ago, living out in Catasauqua. Just came down as luck. The story has it that he was out for several months, and the only way he was surviving was collecting cans. As many of us probably seen, people picking up aluminum cans on the
empty
side.
Empty cans.
Empty soda cans, beer cans, whatever. There was a pizza place in Catasauqua that would allow him to come in, and they would offer him a free slice of pizza every day, every other day. He would tell us the horrific stories of how he survived out there. When we came across him and our case manager started talking to him, he was so humble, again, that people were listening to him, helping him. And his just was because of loss of job, that he couldn't find employment. He fell behind on his bills, and then basically he got evicted. But his survival skills, and this is a gentleman in his probably early 50s. And so, you know, coming out of the military in the early 20s to now, you know, 20, 30 years later, it can take an impact. As he would say, your mind changes, you know, as you're living day to day in the comfort of your own home and your livelihood and things are going along, then this trip, so your mind will go to different ways.
Was he married?
He was. Yes, he was.
And did he have children?
I believe he had or has one son.
Uh-huh. And how were they impacted by this?
They no longer lived with them. So he was either separated or had gotten divorced since then. And when we came across him, we got him into an apartment. We got him his income. We found his income. We got him set up with the VA. So
and
he
when
now
you say
has
you
medical.
Found his income.
Yeah, we got him like SSI, SSDI. So he was qualified.
And he had some pension from the military.
Absolutely. And along with, there's a lot of things that the veterans don't do is they don't follow that resource. The VA has some great programs and incentives. You know, if they're capable, we sign them up for the VA medical benefits.
So what you're saying is that when veterans return, very often they are not aware of the benefits and the programs that are available to them to help them out. Is that true, or they have to discover it?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of whether or not they do take advantage of it is by choice or whether or not they don't take advantage of it.
So they're made aware of it before they're discharged.
That's correct.
But what you're saying is they may not remember or choose to take advantage of the programs.
Yes, I could tell you that for sure, that my father has not taken advantage of the VA medical services, and he's 83. So,
and he's been
out of the service probably a good 55 years.
And he
years.
Fought
in? Korea.
In Korea.
Yeah, he was during the Korean conflict, yes. So, and it's not unusual, but the good thing is that we do have strong relationships with the VA, the medical, the affairs officers out here, the career links and folks like that. And that's hugely part of our success.
So Career Links is an organization?
Career Link, yep, absolutely. There's a veterans person over there that helps veterans find jobs, employment. We connect with them.
And the medical benefits?
The VA medical benefits. Yep, we get them. We try to get them registered through the VA so they have benefits. You know, they're signed up for medical.
So any veteran. So if you are listening and you have a member of the family or know a friend who has some need, every veteran is entitled to veteran benefits, which include medical benefits.
Yep.
And what else?
Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, the biggest thing is to talk to your local officer. There's one in Lehigh County, one in Northampton County. These gentlemen are here to help you.
And how would they get in contact with them?
You would probably go online and look up the Lehigh County Veterans Affairs Officer. The Veterans Affairs Officer is located off of, I think, 7th and Hamilton Street in the Government Center. And then the Northampton is Freddie Ramirez. He's located off of Emmerich Boulevard in Bethlehem, right off of 33 there.
And his name again is?
Freddie Ramirez and then Tom Applebach in the Lehigh County.
And that's important if you have a veteran in your family and who may need some benefits and may not be aware.
And spouses, too.
Oh, and spouses.
And spouses and widowers and stuff like that, yeah.
Let's talk about spouses.
Yeah, spouses maybe have some. They may be entitled for stuff. A lot of spouses who may become widowers are not sure, and they may be entitled to get some widower's pensions from the husband or wife, too.
So the widow of a veteran may be entitled to some benefits that
correct.
They may not be aware of.
That's correct.
And it's important to make contact to find out whether there are benefits that you may qualify for.
Yep.
And what kind of benefits might they qualify that you might be aware of?
There's sometimes that they maybe qualify for pensions, and my father who served during the Korean War, he may be entitled because he served during conflict. He may be entitled for some sort of a pension, and that goes unheard of in a lot of veterans. So yeah, we do try to explain to them that they may be entitled.
And if there is a widow, let's say you have the widow of a Korean War veteran, she might be entitled to pension.
That's correct. And the best thing is to contact either Tom Applebach or Freddie Ramirez to find exactly what they may or may not be entitled to.
All right, let's do that very slowly. In Northampton County,
yep.
It's you contact...
Freddie Ramirez.
Could you spell the last name?
Oh, goodness, no. he would probably... But Freddie Ramirez is in the new government center off of Emmerich Boulevard.
In Lehigh County?
It is Tom Applebach.
Tom Applebach.
Yeah, and he's in the government center there off of 7th and Hamilton Center Square there. He's building up there.
All right. So it's very important. So these benefits are not only available for the veteran, but they're also available for veterans' wives.
Correct.
And widows of veterans. Yep. And it goes back to, what, World War II?
It goes all the way back to any war, yes. So yeah, I would say call them, make an appointment, and find out what you're entitled to. Because there's different programs that we may not even be aware of that they may be eligible for.
And I think that's very important because sometimes, you know, we live in very tight times.
Yes.
And sometimes you're not aware that you have resources.
Correct.
And if you happen to have if you happen to be a veteran or you are a widow of a veteran, you may be entitled to resources that you may not be aware of.
That's correct.
Yeah. So can you give us a woman who had a problem, woman veteran?
Absolutely. Probably our first female veterans was from the Easton area when we first opened our doors in PA. She was, I think, her early 60s, a Vietnam veteran who was living in one of the local shelters. And then when we had the program, she came over. We got her enrolled, a wonderful dear lady. And now she's basically, we found her apartment. We had her hooked up with opportunities out here, employment opportunities. And I just spoke to her the other day. So a lot of our veterans, we like to stay in contact with to see how they're doing.
And how is she doing?
She's doing wonderful. She's actually, I think, a manager over at Dorney Park now. And she went back to college. She's working on her bachelor's degree. So, you know, she's early 60s and she's going back. So we're very proud and happy with a lot of our veterans. And we have a high percentage of success. And, you know, with folks, the veterans that we help. But as we say, it's not because of our program. It's because how everybody else is working together to help us.
Well, it's the base. You have the basic program, and then you reach out to all of the other organizations, and working together, you create a community for help for veterans, widows, and families.
Right.
I want to thank you, Kevin Cope, Outreach Coordinator for Hope for Veterans,
correct,
for helping us to understand the needs of veterans returning from the military. And I want to thank you for sharing with us the remarkable work of Hope for Veterans, who are helping veterans to find productive ways to live their lives, finding them places to live, finding them the benefits that they're entitled to, and helping them to become creative members of the community, and knowing that this is what they're entitled to.
Correct.
Not really only rewarding the veterans, but their families as well.
Yep.
Thank you for helping our veterans take charge of your lives, and thank you for helping us understand the remarkable work of Hope for Veterans.
Thank you very much for having me.
And if you wish to find out more information about Hope for Veterans, please contact...
Yeah, you can contact me, Kevin Cope, and my email is kcope@communityhope-nj.org, or you can call me on my cell phone at 973-270-1103.
Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.